Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Every team in the NL Central is above 500, roughly 25 to 30 games into the season. That's a pretty amazing stat. The only division in baseball where every team is above 500 resides in the NL Central. Got an NL West team visiting the Brewers tonight as the Milwaukee takes on the Arizona Diamondbacks as the homestand continues. Adam McKelvey will be there. He writes for Brewers.com, and he joins us every week at about this time. Hi, Adam.
Hey, we actually asked Pat Murphy about that on the last road trip because they also hadn't played any NL Central teams before the Pirates, which was really weird. And Murph kind of thinks that they, you know, that was maybe a little fortunate gift from the baseball gods because they're obviously, you just ran down the injury situation. They're not at their best right now. And those division games count a little bit more. They just do. So to avoid those when they were as, you know, banged up as they have been and still are right now, maybe was a benefit.
Well, I don't know if this was a gift from the baseball gods, but wow, it sure was fun to watch. The first shutout win of the year. What were your favorite highlights?
Well, Kyle Harrison was incredible in that game. And, you know, there haven't been many left-handed pitching performances like that really in Brewers history. Only two guys have struck out more than 12. Harrison struck out 12 in that start. And it was Teddy Higuera, the best left-hander the Brewers have ever had. And Eric Lauer, who when he was on with that zoom ball of his, could strike out a lot of hitters. He had one really great start in Philly where he struck out 13 batters. So it was really good stuff from Harrison and healthy because, remember, he had that weird fall on a play at first. Gary Sanchez threw low and Kyle Harrison got smoked in the kneecap and went down and hurt his wrist. And that wrist had slowed him for about 10 days, came back in Detroit on the last trip and kind of had a shorter start. So this was over 100 pitches. This was full go Kyle Harrison. And it was really, really good. He has a chance to be a solid pitcher for them and is the only left-hander in there right now. That's important too, just to have a guy to switch it up in the middle of a series.
So Murph was asked about the power outage, and we've had a lot of people with their power out because of the storms here recently, Adam, but some would suggest that the power's been out on the Brewers for the bulk of this season. It's not too hard to figure out why, right? You got like 65 home runs on the bench right now, or not even on the bench because they're not healthy enough to play. Is it as simple as that? Just get your best hitters back in the lineup and everything should correct itself?
Well, it will help to have, you know, power threats. Christian Yelich hasn't been a huge home run hitter lately, but he hit 29 last year. Jackson Chourio has been 20-20 in back-to-back years. And Andrew Vaughn, when he was hot for the Brewers, came up and gave him a big jolt of power, starting with his first game, remember, against the Dodgers last year. So that doesn't help them to have those hitters out. It's really, you know, the balance of the lineup is off kilter right now, missing those two right-handed hitters. That's hurt them big time, especially against lefty starters. And, you know, it's good to hear from Murph that there's progress on both guys. We're kind of just waiting to hear on when they'll go out for rehab assignments. Andrew Vaughn had a doctor's appointment today, and he said he's been feeling really good. Really, they were just waiting for the surgical wound to heal. Chourio, we've seen out on the field doing lots of hitting early. He's building strength again. So both seem very close. Then it's just a matter of, after missing more than a month, how long will the Brewers want them to kind of get at bats at the minor league level before they're back? So we're a couple of weeks away still, but at least for those two right-handed hitters, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And now you're more balanced, and that just changes. It changes things for the guys who are even in there. Because right now, as much as if you're Bryce Schering, you tell yourself, I can't try to do any more. You know, I just have to do my thing. I can't do anything about these hitters being sidelined. You probably do think that subconsciously, and I know opposing pitchers treat, say, a Bryce Turang differently when he's the you know, one of the few big threats in the lineup right now. And that balance makes a big difference.
So, Adam, at what point do you start looking at your top minor league players to see if they should come up to the big leagues?
Well, the problem with that is they just don't have those guys banging on the door right now. I mean, they're in the big leagues. because they promoted so many of their young players young. You know, like Jackson Churio is 21 years old. For probably 27 other franchises, he'd be the guy who's at AAA right now who you're talking about bringing up to try to help. The Brewers' young guys are in the big leagues and have been learning in the big leagues. The one player that there's been a lot of interest in is Luis Lara, really terrific center fielder. He's very young as well. I think he's 21 years old. And at AAA and having a power year like he's not had before. Now, small sample, right? We're a month in. He's done it for 1 month. But the problem with promoting anyone right now, if they're not on the 40-man roster, this gets wonky, but there's only 40 roster spots for guys on that particular roster, 26 on the active roster in the big leagues. And if you add a player who's not on there now, you can't take them off. And when the players that you have come back, you start to get in a little bit of a roster crunch, especially a player if they're on the 60-day injury list, they're not counting against your 40. There's a lot of roster management that fans don't particularly care about when you're going to a game tonight at the ballpark and you just want to see a win, but that the front office guys have to do a lot of thinking about and a lot of mapping the coming weeks. And the problem with making changes sometimes this early in the season is you get yourself really locked on a 40-man roster and you lose all flexibility to make changes when you have to make changes for injury situations and whatnot. And that's partly why they're very hesitant to make those moves unless they really need to make that move.
All right, so typically, Adam, the starting pitcher on a given night makes the uniform decision. Is that still a thing with the Brewers?
Is it still a thing? I don't honestly know. This question came up recently, and I feel like there's more variance to that than it used to be. But yes, traditionally in baseball, the starting pitcher picks the uniform.
Okay, so I had wondered if perhaps, you know, the Brewers get on a streak, they're starting to do things, and then Friday night at home comes along, and the team is trying to push the Wisco Way uniforms, and the Brewers have not won wearing those uniforms, and they decide, hey, can we do this instead? Because we've been winning wearing the pinstripes or whatever.
Don't even talk about it. It's not happening.
No.
And my answer for why is every time we ask, and this is in all pro sports, whenever a question begins with why, the answer is 100% of the time the same.
Why
and
not?
It doesn't matter if you're talking about roster decisions, uniform decisions, the time of the game, where the game's broadcast. The answer to all of those questions is always the same. And hopefully it's in both of your pockets right now. Money.
Because of the sponsor who's on it or what?
It's a contractual deal to wear these uniforms. So, you know, I also would suggest, I mean, not that I don't have certain things that I'm superstitious about. I would suggest that the uniforms are not contributing to the way the Brewers are playing on the night they're wearing the uniforms. That I don't mean to say that. I know baseball, that's heretical in baseball to suggest that, you know, we shouldn't be superstitious, but I have a hard time believing the uniforms are at fault.
You're probably right, but wasn't it a couple years ago when they had the see-through pants? Like, I think that might have contributed to play.
It was a year ago. It was great.
Was it just a year ago?
That's true. And they did fix that, didn't they?
They did. Yeah, I think that was one. They're like, we can't just let this slide.
This is a contract. I'm sorry. I still like them. I don't say Wisco every day, but I'm not bothered by it, I guess. I just think the uniforms look good. And I'm telling you, the tell is going to be once we get a few weeks in, do we start seeing them in the stands? Are people buying them? That's going to tell whether this is a success or not. It's not the record wearing the uniform.
All right, Adam, so the Brewers have a three-game series here with the Arizona Diamondbacks. We're finally starting to see a little bit more National League teams. I also saw the Phillies fired their manager today. Right? We're like not even 30 games into the season. They're 9-19, so no, not off to a great start. But apparently, especially in Philadelphia, you can't say prior to May it's still early. They apparently decide that it's not too early in Philadelphia. That was a little surprising to me this early in the season.
Yeah, and Boston. I mean, two huge markets with two very well-regarded managers within the game. You know, it's interesting when you see the reaction to some of it. It reminds you that the social media reaction is always the same. Every fan base thinks their manager can't manage a bullpen. Like, every fan base thinks the manager should bunt more. And I'm not saying that it's not wrong to debate those things. And the Brewers actually bunt a lot now, so maybe that one's not so much here. But no matter which team you watch, you think you could do better managing the pen. And I'm not saying that's, like, the bottom line for either of those franchises. They're World Series teams that came in with World Series aspirations and haven't done it. And it's a very tough business. It reminds me of when Davey Lopes got cut loose here. That was very early. If my memory serves, was that April? And even if you go further back, Buck Rogers to Harvey Keene, that was in May for the Brewers, if I'm not mistaken. So it's not unheard of to make moves early if you think the manager you have is not getting it done.
Always getting it done is Adam McKelvey. He writes at Brewers.com. He's always at the ballpark, home or on the road, and with us every Tuesday here on Wisconsin's Midday News. Always appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great one.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to get letters about the uniform.
No, not at all.
No. Everybody.
Yeah, they usually email Channel 4 thinking that we're the same company still, but we're not.
We
let them handle those complaints.
We'll let those slide.
Take care, Adam.
Yeah, that works for me. See you guys.